Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? I appreciate everybody for tuning in. It's Kendra Justine on the line, and tonight's episode is called The New Plan. I appreciate everybody who's been consistently tuning in and keeping up with the challenge. Remember, you can also keep up with everything that I have going on directly on the website, KendraJustine.com. And don't forget to subscribe. There's a new menu. You'll see it in red as soon as you get on the site. Type in email address, subscribe, and you'll get all of the information updated to you. I appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight. I hope everybody had a lovely Wednesday, and I appreciate you for being here with me on this lovely Wednesday afternoon. So tonight we're talking about the new plan. Now, for those of you who are familiar, and even if you're not, there's another episode that I did for the first 30 days that was called The Plan. And in this plan, I think I maybe gave like 3 or 4 things for you to do every morning that will help you get off on the right foot and start your day. So after going through the 30 days, I completely did that plan for about 30 days. But then I eventually started to see the plan change and transform. So that's what this is about. You know, that worked for me. It got me to a certain point. But now that only did so much. We're on to the evolution of the plan. So that's what this is about, okay? Of course, we all have things that we want to accomplish. We all have things that we see in our mind for ourselves where we could be. But our circumstances aren't always exactly like we know they can be. So what the 30 Days to Success Challenge is about, again, is just lining up with your desires, okay? Knowing that everything that you want for yourself is not only possible, but it has already been given to you. When it says ask and you shall receive, it is given. It's just most of the time we're not lined up with the vision. You know, we're off. We get distracted. We talked about negativity the other day. That's one of the easiest ways to get distracted, okay? Think about life. Think about energy. You know, we're talking about vibrations, vibrating on a high vibration or a low vibration. Think about that in terms of a river. So when you're feeling good, you're going with the flow. You know, you don't even care where the river takes you. You're just having a good time. You're going with the flow. You're not going against it. You're moving fast. The longer you stay in the river, the faster you go. So a lot of times, that's what's given to us. We always have complete access to just pure positive energy, to source energy. Some people call it God. Some people call it the creator of the universe. Just that higher power that we all feel. Everybody's not able to articulate it, but we know that there's something greater and bigger than us. And that is always accessible to us, okay? We are the only ones who cut ourselves off. The Most High never separates himself from what we have going on. We're the only ones who cut ourselves off from the source, from that energy. So this is about just staying in tune with that, okay? And I have just 2 simple things that I want everybody to try. And effortless, okay? This is just something that you can apply every day, and I guarantee you it will make a big difference. When I did the plan changed my life completely. But now I realize that even in the plan, even though I didn't give too much instructions, it still is too much compared to what you actually have to do. So this new plan is revised, and it's much easier, okay? So the first thing to do, I'm going to go ahead and hop into the first point because, you know, this show is not that long. So the first thing, and I know you've heard this before, I used to have problems understanding it. It didn't make sense to me. I couldn't even stand what people would say to do it. But the first thing, okay, remember, it's only 2 things that I'm going to tell you to do tonight. The first thing I want you to do, as hard as it may seem, is surrender, okay? Whatever that you want, you know, let's say, okay, I want to be a multimillionaire, whatever. You know, your dreams might not even be that big. You might just be like, look, I just want $100,000. That would get me debt-free and right where I need to be at. So we have these big dreams, you know, even if it's a relationship. It might not even be financial. It just might be relationship goals. It might be health. Maybe your health isn't where you want it to be and you want to recover from whatever you're going through. It doesn't matter. This process applies to everything. I use money because I know most of us deal with money issues. But this can apply to everything because everybody doesn't have money issues. Some people have figured out how to have an easy money flow. Some people have figured out how to have good health. Just like you have figured out some things. There's some things that you don't even think about. You know, when we wake up in the morning, no problem. We can see, we can hear, we can taste, we can think. You know, we do things that other people would just love to have that kind of clarity in a day. Some people don't have the benefit of health like that. So we're already abundant in so many ways that we don't even think about. So the first thing that I'm going to tell you to do is surrender. Your dreams are huge. And that's why sometimes we don't even like to think about our dreams, because we're like, okay, well, I had this goal for myself, and now life has shown me that life doesn't work according to my dreams, so you kind of just give up on them. Even though deep down in your heart you never give up on them, but you let them go so that you don't have to deal with the, you know, not feeling good about not accomplishing that. But the reason that we don't accomplish these big dreams is because we try to figure out too much in between. The only thing that we have to know is what we want, okay? And having a why, that makes the want stronger within yourself. But figuring out how to do it, even when or where, that is what our job isn't. So many times when we feel resistance, you know, I was talking about that river. Anytime that you have big dreams for yourself, let's say you're like, you know, I just want to be wealthy. I want to be well off. I don't want to have to worry about any bills. I want to be able to travel, go wherever I want, and have a non-ending income stream. If that's not what you're dealing with right now, maybe you're dealing with a lot of debt, maybe you're dealing with all kinds of situations, that idea is very far from where you're at. So there's no way possible that you're going to get from where you're at right now to where you want to be in your own mind. Because if you were going to do it with your own mind, you would have done it already. You would have came up with something with a great plan already, right? We all would have. If we were able to do that, all of us would have come up with a plan already. But that's not how it works. And successful people, they all understand, and I said they, all of us, because everybody on the line right now, we're all successful. All of us are, okay? So sometimes we just have to look back and see how far we've come, all right? We deal with so much on a regular basis, and we accomplish so many things that we don't even sometimes take time to just see how far we've come. And that would do wonders within itself. So we have to learn how to surrender, because it doesn't matter how. On this challenge, I've been dealing with so many obstacles, y'all. I'm definitely positive because I have no choice but to be. I understand the power in positivity. I understand the power of just one positive thought. With one positive thought, if you hold that long enough, just for 20, 30 seconds, then another positive thought comes. And then you're going down, you know, the yellow brick road feeling really good. From, you know, after a while, after just training yourself into doing that. So I've learned that you just have to really let go and give in. But I'm going to put a twist on this whole surrender thing. Surrender to your own happiness, y'all. We always think that we have to prove in society. We're taught, okay, you do good in school, you get good grades, you get an award. You do good in your job, you do the best you can, maybe you'll get a raise. You see what I'm saying? If you did good in class as a little kid, you get a green sticker. If you do bad, you get a red sticker. You see what I'm saying? So we're used to having to prove ourselves, okay, to prove that we're worthy. See, I deserve this because I went to college. See, I deserve this because I made A's. See, I deserve this because I work hard every single day. I've never missed a day of work. But we don't have to do any of that. Think about a child. You know, I have a daughter, as y'all can hear her in the background. Think about children. She doesn't have to wake up every day and think about problems. All she does is wake up, okay? And I can see it on her face. She's not thinking about anything that happened yesterday. She wakes up. She knows that she's going to be provided for food. You see, she's going to be taken care of. And I'm not looking at her like, girl, what you think this is? Who you think going to take care of you? That's my job. I'm privileged to do what I have to do for my daughter. I'm blessed to be able to take care of her. So that is the same type of relationship that we have with the source, with the creator. We don't have to prove ourselves. We work too hard, and we don't get the results that we want. It's not about that. It's about staying true to your own happiness, listening to your own inner guidance. Understand emotions. Emotions is just energy in motion. if you're not feeling so good, that lets you know that your thoughts aren't in line with the Most High's thoughts about the same situation that you're in. That is all that that means. That doesn't mean that you're wrong. That doesn't mean that you're right. That doesn't mean anything. God is love, period. Period, point blank. So anytime you're not feeling good, that means that you're not thinking in the same arena as Source, in the same vibration. You're not picking up on Source's messages to you. You're picking up on another lower frequency. That's all that emotions are. I don't care what you've done. None of that matters. Every day is a new day. Source is never like, oh, nope, you did that yesterday. Now you got to wait until I feel better, and then I might want to help you out again. It doesn't work like that. That power is always accessible to us 100% of the time. And that's what I've really learned on this challenge. So I'm like, I don't need any affirmation list, even though that helps. When you're vibrating high, if you have affirmations, of course that type of stuff helps. But you don't need that. The only thing you need to do is surrender. Don't worry about any of your problems. Any problem that you have, even if it's financial, if it's health, stop thinking about it. Because what we focus on grows. So let's say, oh, you know, my lover, she just frustrates me. Let's just use that for an example. She frustrates me. She does it. Stop thinking about her. Divert your focus. Put your focus somewhere else. Focus on something that makes you feel good. It's that simple. If something isn't making you feel good, don't look there. As a young kid, I understood that. You know, you look at these different shows, and especially, what do they call it, the Lifetime movies? You know, when I was a kid, I liked Lifetime. No, I'm not trying to just completely diss Lifetime. But as a kid, you see what I'm saying? With Lifetime, I knew if I'm watching Lifetime, they have a lot of stories that I didn't like. You know, they had a lot of rape. They had a lot of stuff like that that happened to women. So after a point in time, I was like, you know, I don't want to listen to I'm not going to look at that. I'm not going to let any of that into my energy. And so I don't think about that type of stuff. It was a point in time where I was just scared and wondering, oh, my God, one of this person does this, one of that person does that. But as soon as I stopped watching that type of stuff, I don't even think about it. I don't feel scared anywhere that I'm at. Anywhere that I go, I know that I'm safe because I have the energy with me. So that's all it's about, y'all. And let me get into the second point, okay, which this is very simple. I only have about 2 minutes and some change left. Every single day, I also want you to meditate. Part two is just to meditate, 15 minutes a day. Simple instructions. You don't have to use any meditation videos, songs, none of that stuff. Sit in a quiet room, comfortable clothes, and focus on your breathing for 15 minutes. That's it. Any thought that comes to you, especially in the beginning, just go straight back to the breathing. Focus on your breath. Focus on your breath, okay? And just do that for 15 minutes a day. Set a timer so that you don't have to be opening your eyes looking at the time. Set a timer on your cell phone. Set your alarm clock. You know, if you have to do this before you wake up in the morning, I feel like maybe in the morning is a great time to do it. But if you can't do it in the morning, at night is a great time to do it as well. Because however you end your night tonight is most likely how you're going to pick up on it tomorrow. So, you know, we want to go to bed definitely feeling good as well. I always talk about, you know, the morning is a new day. But even before the morning, if you can get yourself into a great place at night, that's going to help out tremendously. You see what I'm saying? That's already going to give you a footstep. So you do the work at night. In the morning, you're already halfway there, and you can just complete it on out through the day. So that's all I wanted to share with you all, y'all. The new plan, surrender. Don't focus on the problems, y'all. Just focus on what makes you feel good. And I promise you, as you focus on what makes you feel good, I don't care what it is at the moment, wherever you're at, do what feels best after that. You see what I'm saying? The next best step. So it might not be the greatest thing that you can do, but just do something that gives you a little bit of relief. And once you get relief, you know you're going downstream. You're not going against that current. You're going downstream. You're going with the flow. Okay? So surrender and also take 15 minutes a day to meditate. I'm going to be going in more information in detail on another episode about the power and the benefit of meditation. Russell Simmons, he always talks about meditation and how important that is for him. He's like, whatever I got going on, that has to wait for my meditation. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I love y'all. Good night. Peace.